listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. A horrific head-on collision just west of the Gold Coast has claimed the lives of two 17-year-olds last night. A utility and a sedan crashing head-on at Bow Desert Beenleigh Road at Burnham. The driver and sole occupant of the ute, a 17-year-old from Ormo, was declared deceased at the scene. The driver and sole occupant of the sedan, a 17-year-old from Palin Creek, also died from his injuries at the scene. The police forensic crash unit is investigating. There will be five LNP candidates vying for pre-selection for the federal seat of Fadden, vacated by the retiring Stuart Robert. Pre-selection will happen this weekend. In the running, Cameron Caldwell, Owen Caterer, Craig Hobart, Dinesh Palapana and Fran Ward. The winning candidate will then run in the Fadden by-election on July 15. The Prime Minister thinks Aussies are being underestimated by doomsayers promoting scare campaigns. That's Anthony Albanese's assessment of all the talk around the Indigenous voice to Parliament. He's tipped to take aim at no supporters in a speech today in Adelaide. Anti-smoking groups are launching a new campaign to highlight the dangers of vaping. It follows research from the Cancer Council that shows a lot of people don't believe e-cigarettes are harmful, despite them containing more than 200 chemicals, many of which are carcinogenic. Todd Harper from the Cancer Council says educating kids is the key.
This is a product that contains as many as 200 chemicals. Many of them are toxic and contain carcinogens as well. So this campaign is getting people the facts that they need about these harmful products.
Updating sport, and a huge blow for New South Wales ahead of Wednesday's Origin opener. Superstar playmaker Latrell Mitchell has been ruled out with a calf injury. Stephen Crichton will be taking his place in Brad Fittler's side. No word yet on the severity of the injury. Australia has trimmed its squad down to 15 for next week's World Test Final against India in London. Mitch Marsh and Matt Renshaw have been pushed to the reserves from the 17 who were picked in the Ashes squad. Josh Hazlewood has been named despite some fitness concerns.